The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, over in sunny Hollywood, we are going to have the first of the awards ceremonies. Tonight, at about 1 p.m. Irish time. 1 a.m. Irish time. Brian Lloyd there is the man you heard. Film critic, all knowing about these things, is here to preview the Golden Globes with us. First of all, can you watch it on Irish TV? Can you live stream it? How can you watch it?
Yeah, if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch it on that. But that's the only way you can legally watch it.
Okay. Well, that never held back people.
No, with of course. Why would it?
Dodgy box. The difference between the Oscars and the Globes is, first of all, they come first.
They do.
Secondly, and they include TV as well.
They do include TV as well. And also specifically as well is it the fact that they actually split their categories between drama and musical and comedy. The other thing that kind of separates the Golden Globes from all the other award ceremonies is that the Golden Globes is basically a load of crap. Like, it's really, really a load of crap.
Well, don't big it up anyway.
No. I mean, no, genuinely, no, it is. It's absolute muck. Like, I mean, it is honestly held in such contempt by the people that actually participate in it that for years they've really just viewed it as a booze cruise and nothing else. Like, you watch the previous ceremonies of it. Everyone is half cut. I mean, they are literally, and they're taking the mick out of the ceremony as they're doing it. The reason for this is that up until like 3-4 years ago, the Golden Globes was run by this organization called the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which as far back as like 1958 had massive controversies over basically being a playola organization, that they were basically handing out awards to anyone that would look at them with a bit of a glint in their eye. At one point, there was one president, a guy called Henry Gris, that actually resigned. He was the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and he resigned saying, this whole thing is just a complete cod. One public relations firm in Hollywood at that time was getting all the awards. As recently as 2022, I think it was, there was a massive controversy over the fact that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association had no black members in it whatsoever. It was then revealed in subsequent investigations by, I think it was the LA Times, and I want to say the Hollywood Reporter as well, did a story on it that essentially members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association were being sent off to these highly, highly expensive junkets in the likes of, say, Paris, for example. And they would come back and then all nominate Emily in Paris, which if you've seen it, you may as well be watching the paint dry. This happened, there was even further back, I think it was in 2010, there was a famous film called The Tourist. Do you remember that film?
Well, I can't remember what happened last week.
Well, fair enough. Well, there was this terrible film called The Tourist with Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp.
An iconic film.
Oh, listen, cinematic masterpiece. Total crap. But they, again, they brought everyone out to Vienna.
I thought I was cynical.
Oh, no, look, I mean, look, this is the thing, right? In comparison with the Oscars, or in comparisons with the Screen Actors Guild or the PGA, which is
the BAFTAs, the British ones?
BAFTAs. It's made up of people who work in the industry who actually have a role to play in it. So the Writers Guild of America, it's the screenwriters. They vote on their own work. They vote on their own nominations and they pick their own kind of things.
But I thought back in 2021, when it was revealed about the lack of diversity, the racial undertones and the whole thing and the corruption, I see that the voting base expanded from 87 to 300. Yeah. Has that not improved things?
Not in the slightest. It's still like, no, really. I mean, I know you think I'm just kind of ragging on this.
No, I'm enjoying it.
No, it's honestly, I have.
Anyone who urinates on any topic live on air is fantastic.
No, but in fairness, like I actually, this may seem ridiculous based on what I've just been talking about. I actually do like award ceremonies. I do think people deserve their flowers. I think artistic achievement deserves to be rewarded and recognised. It's hard enough to get things made and things finished, especially in the current climate where, you know, there's been two strikes in the past year. It deserves it, but the Golden Globes is a racket.
There are 27 categories.
There are.
And so let's start with the best movie. And this is divided into three categories between drama, musical or comedy, and animated.
Yeah.
Maybe, the most important one is the drama. So, Like, I am an avid Netflix person, uh-huh. But I don't, with my back problem, I actually don't go to the cinema anymore. So The Brutalist, The Complete Unknown, Conclave, which I have seen. Ralph Fiennes, I did.
Yeah.
I liked it, and I liked Ralph Fiennes, and I didn't know what way the who was going to be Pope in the end. Did you see the twist coming? I didn't see it coming, but I liked it. And like the twist was a little bit unbelievable.
Oh no, yeah, don't reveal it now. But no, I won't. It's something else. Yeah, like, I remember walking out of it thinking that was pretty smart.
It was pretty smart, but pretty. Well, could that really happen? You know what I mean? Ah, now please, like
I don't know. Like
the final thing was absolutely incredible. I mean, like. September 5 and Nickel Boys.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win that?
I would say The Brutalist will win. The Brutalist, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a film about a Hungarian architect that arrives in America in the 1950s. It's this big kind of immigrant tale story. It's filmed in this old format, right? Just to get really inside football on this. You might remember this. Do you remember a thing called VistaVision? No. Okay, so it was this basically this dead format. It was like 70mm film where it was essentially intended for big screen productions. Like Ben-Hur, for example, would have been filmed in this. So this director, Brady Corbett, basically found a camera that had this that was able to shoot in VistaVision and went off and made this film. Stars Adrian Brody. It's like 3.5 hours long. It has an intermission in it. I can see the eyes rolling.
No, sir. The question was, who do you think will win?
Oh, here, I think it'll be The Brutalist.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think The Brutalist will win it. Yeah, okay. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hearing amazing things about it. It was shown at the Cork International Film Festival. I heard of people coming over from the UK and from Germany just to see it.
Just on that, because I was looking at ones that I'd heard of, Beetlejuice, Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
I'd heard those Twisters and so on. Are these movies that have been screwed? Like, when did they pick the calendar year of 24 or 25? Like, in terms of releasing?
Yeah. Well, generally, what they say is supposed to happen is that from September until, I guess, December is when it's kind of award season. So you'll see all these films coming out in the US at that time period because it's closer to the award ceremony. They call that the FYC season.
So, best actor, best actress.
Okay, best actor, I will say Adrian Brody will probably win again for The Brutalist. That picked up a lot of awards.
So you think The Brutalist could scoop a lot?
I think it's going to scoop a lot. I would say the only other challenge in that category would be Timothée Chalamet for A Complete Unknown, where he's playing Bob Dylan. Musical biopics always do well in award season. Timothée Chalamet, I think, is a great actor. I think what he looks the part of Bob Dylan. From people that have seen it, they say he is able to play the part very, very well. So yeah, I would say it's between Adrian Brody.
Best actress.
It's Pamela Anderson for The Last Showgirl.
Is that the same Pamela Anderson back in George Drugs Day? The very one.
And I know, again, you're thinking, why? This film is directed by Francis Ford Coppola's granddaughter. It's about basically The Last Showgirl. It's done in a very kind of humanistic way. I think the performance she gives in it is really special. I wouldn't be surprised if she won it.
Any Irish interest?
Colin Farrell is in there for The Penguin. I don't know if he's going to win it. It was a great TV show. I really, really did enjoy it, but I would say he's probably...
He's up against Andrew, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Andrew Scott is in there for Ripley as well. Yeah, and did you see Ripley?
No.
You'd like it.
Yeah, would I? Well, I tell you what, I've a lot of catching up to
you do.
There was a general election in the country that...
It was always going to be one of either of them. You know what I mean?
The host. Because there's been controversy over the host.
Yeah, so this year it's going to be Nikki Glaser. She's known as a roast comedian. Last year they had Joe Coy, who basically bombed. Previous years have had Ricky Gervais, and this kind of ties into what I was talking about, that even the host of the show is fully aware of how a load of bollocks this whole thing is and takes the piss out of it as they're going along. So I would imagine Nikki Glaser is going to have a similarly cynical attitude to the award ceremony, and rightfully so, because it's a lot.
It's a bit of a roast, yeah. Before I let you go, Brian Lloyd, film critic, do you have your own website, or do you have a proper job, a day job? Or
I do, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that. I have a Substack, which is what all unemployed journalists are doing now.
A Substack,
yeah.
How do we access your content?
If you go to Substack.com, type in Screenland, you'll find it.
All right. Well, there's nothing Brian Lloyd doesn't know. I learned that in the last 10 minutes. Thank you for coming into us in studio. And it is the start of a season and a process that will end up with stuff that you'll go to the cinema to watch or watch on your chosen station at home. Thank you indeed.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.